I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
106.5 The End.
Kevin, Katie, and Ray.
I hope you don't think I am happy.
The Wake Up Call.
All right, now this is a story you'd think would come out of Florida, right? We always have the crazy, hey, Florida, I'm going to need you to stop stories. This story's actually out of Oregon. Oregon Sheriff's Department entered a residential bathroom with their guns drawn after a 911 call was made by a woman who thought that someone was breaking into her house.
I think there's an intruder in one of the bathrooms.
Are you inside as well?
Yes. But okay. The bathroom door is locked. We see a shadow moving around.
Any idea who that may be?
No.
Have you tried knocking on the door?
Yes. No response.
Burglary in progress.
So, sheriff's office was called to a robbery in progress. They got there. Come to find out, it was a Roomba that was trapped in a bathroom.
Stop it.
Yeah.
Stop.
For some reason, the Roomba got locked in a bathroom and closed the door and was moving around. So, the people that were at the house thought that there was a burglary suspect in the bathroom.
God, what's a Roomba got to do to get some privacy around here?
How embarrassed would you be?
They said that the noises started to become more frequent as they continued to issue directions. About 15 minutes after first responding, police entered the bathroom with guns drawn and witnessed a, quote, very thorough vacuuming job being done by a Roomba robotic vacuum cleaner.
Am I the only one on the show that has a Roomba?
Yes.
Yes.
This is an understandable scenario.
Oh.
Because I feel like Roombas become a member of the family.
Okay, you've said this before.
Some people have even taken it so far as they glue googly eyes to their Roomba.
And I do know that people have a name for their Roomba.
We named ours. Ours is Sweeping Tom.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Okay. And what I love the most about that is that my kids refer to him as Tom. And they're just like, they'll be like, oh, Dad, Tom's in the playroom right now. I'm going to go get my stuff. I'm like, okay. Tom, he has a mind of his own.
Okay.
He's a man on a mission.
Okay.
But you never know which way he's going to go. Sometimes he zigs. Sometimes he zags.
There's no, like, don't you set the path for where you
no.
want?
No.
Oh.
They learn the layout of your house. And they know where they want to go. And Tom sometimes has a routine. Sometimes
okay.
he doesn't. But sometimes he prefers rooms over other rooms. He's funny. But he gets himself into situations like these old people did where we can't find Tom. And we don't know where he is. And when he gets himself into a sticky situation, he shuts himself off, which is a fun game of hide and seek.
Oh.
766-1065. John, good morning.
Hey, guys, good morning.
Wow.
Hey.
Tell us about your Roomba.
Hey, first I got to tell you guys, I love you guys. I listen to you guys every day. You're freaking awesome.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Hey, same thing with Gavin. I absolutely love my Roomba. I would not know what I would do without it. And I've had it stuck in my bathroom before, too.
Yeah.
But I knew it was in the bathroom. You know, I didn't call the police.
Well, yeah, sure, because you know why? Because you're not an old person.
Okay.
But like, does your Roomba ever get like stuck on a rug or if you've got a floor mat or something?
Absolutely, I have a lip that where the kitchen floor transitions to the living room floor, and it kind of gets stuck there sometimes as well.
What is yours named?
Actually, no, it doesn't have a name.
Oh, you got to get on that.
It's an orphan.
You got to get on that.
Name it.
I know. So absolutely.
So
I'll get a name for it.
My Roomba Sweeping Tom, the one area that he gets caught a lot is if I forget to pick up the mat that houses the cat bowls and the cat water bowl,
right.
If I don't do that, man, Tom, it's almost like Tom hates the cats because he'll just mow right over top of it, pushing the bowls and the water all over the place, and we have to go, Tom, stop it, that's mean.
Now, does it seem like he does certain things if he's in a mood? Like,
yes.
You said that sometimes he, like, has his favorite room.
Yes, and that's part of it, because where we need Tom the most, obvi, is the kitchen.
Sure.
But sometimes he never goes to the kitchen.
What?
I know,
what
and I
an
don't
F
know.
You.
I don't know if he's being funny or if he's being mean. It's probably him being mean and him kind of crossing his arms and being like,
sweep it yourself, bitch.
Yeah, exactly. And we have to go, Tom, how dare you? The baby's right there.